peonies growing during the summer are a rare sight for most of the world, but not in Alaska. Alaska's cooler weather allows peonies to grow during a time of year where they can't almost anywhere else. But for the past few years, warmer springtime temperatures have caused the peonies to have an earlier season than usual.
It was 3 weeks earlier than it ever has been. This is the third year in a row now that it's been getting earlier and earlier and earlier.
That's Rita Jo Schultz. She grows peonies on 25 acres just outside of Homer. Before she and her family began growing the flowers, Alaska Perfect Peony was the Fritz Creek Gardens. Now, they are one of over 100 farms in Alaska dedicated to growing, harvesting, and exporting the flowers, both nationally and internationally, for large events and weddings. Although the warmer climate is presenting challenges, Schultz says she's committed to the industry. Since the flowers are sensitive to temperature, she has invested in 3 large walk-in coolers that store the closed buds in bundles and boxes until they are shipped.
This down here is all the boxes that are going to go out in the morning. These are all packed and ready to go. That big door down there opens, so when FedEx gets here, we just open that door and start loading them up. This is how we store things. We store them in these boxes with no water on them or anything like that. Feel that bud. See that feels pretty solid.
The buds are pretty solid because you need to pick peonies when they are just starting to bloom in order to successfully ship them. A peony bud is about the size of a golf ball when picked. When it is exposed to warmer temperatures, it expands to form beautiful, large flowers, ranging in colors from white to soft pink and from coral to blood red. Over 12,000 peony plants of eye-catching colors brighten Schultz's fields, quite a contrast to how she started out. She points to a field out back.
We put 3,500 peonies out in that field. Nobody had ever done it before. Nobody knew how to do it, and we made every mistake you could possibly think.
Schultz says that she had the wrong soil, she didn't know how much or how often to water the bulbs, and she planted rows too close or too far apart. Schultz says that becoming part of the peony business was completely accidental for her, and she wouldn't be part of it if it weren't for her friend, Dr. Patricia Holloway, with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Holloway says that at first, she didn't know anything about peonies or cut flowers in Alaska either.
But I had learned it from a gentleman who had come to Alaska to give a presentation, and he was a cut flower grower from Oregon. And I had given a speech about plants that were growing well in Fairbanks, and one of them just happened to be a peony. He learned about peonies from me, and then he told me about this whole idea of peonies being off season.
After discovering this, Holloway called up Schultz and suggested the idea of starting a peony field on her property. Now her name is known statewide for being one of the first gardens to export peonies during July, August, and September. Ronald Illingworth is the former president of the Alaska Peony Growers Association and the chair of the Arctic Alaska Peonies Co-op. According to Illingworth, there are around 120 peony farms in the state, and from Homer to Fairbanks, the seasons are beginning and ending earlier and earlier.
The other part of it is what's happening to the climate. What that's going to mean is another question. We're going to try and investigate that at our winter conference in January up here in Fairbanks by having some climate scientists come and talk to the members about what they see as potential changes as it affects agriculture here in Alaska.
The changing climate is a worry for Schultz and many other peony growers.
I don't know whether the weather's going to go back to where it was. You know, they talk about El Ninos and El this and El that, you know, but I don't know whether this is going to be the new Homer or not.
She says that it is possible that the earlier springs could result in Alaska's peony season overlapping more significantly with other suppliers.
You know, we were concerned about that because we overlap with Holland, who sells peonies pretty inexpensively.
Schultz says she's concerned, but she's not threatened because she believes the peonies here in Alaska are superior to those grown elsewhere.
Alaska really has a superior peony, too, and you know, in addition to having it at the right time of the year.
Are they larger? Or?
They are. They're just like our cabbages.
The peony season is wrapping up here in Homer. That's about a month earlier than usual. Normally, it goes until September. In Homer, I'm Casey Marsh.